This sound was recorded on the 16th of August 1965, medium acid flint, such as Mr. Woods and Mrs. Green.
Well, I'm very pleased. Thank you very much.
You're one of the actors for coming, mate. You have. How good you have.
Well,
I the one banging on the door, you was.
I'm all right, thank you. Thank you, people.
Thank you. What's your arm?
Have your arm been blown up again?
No, me.
Took much notice, Mr. Mm-hmm. Because it was, you know,
what we seem to do.
Yeah.
Not that I was any particular religion or anything like that, spending the best time for it myself.
Mm.
I heard about it. My sister, she's a bit daft about spiritual.
Mm.
She used to get in Ouija board meetings or something. She told me not to hide it, what the devil they were. I heard about you too.
Thank you, Frank. We're very fast over. Thank you, George.
I fell off a tree.
Oh,
the tree.
Says the Paddy Wayne, and I'm coming out of here, but there you are, that's what happened to me. You never know what's going to happen to any of you. Any of you is liable to come here any minute. I was up a tree, I was sawing some branches. You know, lopping the tree, you know. Well, that actually wasn't really that killed me in a sense, I suppose. I lost my balance and fell off. Banged my head on some paving. Next thing I knew, I was in hospital and I wasn't there really about 3 days. So I don't remember. It's what killed me. Dark way of time.
Well, how did you react? How did you react when you passed over? How did you find yourself?
No, it's funny you say I defied myself, so I was home, so I never even lost myself. Well, I didn't know it, I woke up and I was sitting in the parlour of a nice little place, and there was my wife. And she was pouring me out a cup of tea. Well, that sounds bloody now, but that's what happened. She says, I suppose you could do with that. She said, well, where are you? I said, here, too. She's got to drink a cup of tea to talk to you. She says, how you feeling? I said, all right. She says, you know you're dead, don't you? Just like that, you know. Just the last way I told her to someone. Just after all that love. I said, well, she said, she's dead. Dead? I said, dead, but she said, I'm dead. She said, well, you must be dead to hear with me. You know, I died 15 years ago. And she said, this struck me hard, just like a, I don't know what, because it was cruciate, died. But she was wrong about the time, actually, it was only about 12 years ago. Still, I thought, well, I'm going to never forget this, she cried about that. I'm dead. She said, no. But she was so real, you know, and she looked just like she used to look when she was all. In the early 20s, I was soon after we'd been married, and I looked around the room and I realised the room was, well, it was a room that was ever so familiar to me when we were first married. Just the same furniture, same crockery on the sideboard, curtains, everything was all familiar. I suppose the old familiarity, you might say, the whole setup, you know, was so natural, so real that I didn't think for anything. A minute about death, but I didn't see that. I didn't even realise that I was dead. But of course, when she said, you know, I died, and I thought, good Lord, what's that mean? You know, then I thought, ah, this is all some dream I should wake up out of this. She said, you know you're dead. I said, I can't be dead. I said, I can't be dead. Look at you and the room, everything. I said, this is just not right. You know, I said, this is a dream. She says, it's no dream. She says, it's your dead, isn't it? So I said, no. She says, well, anyway, don't worry about it. Just relax. She says, be quiet and be just restful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And drink a cup of tea. Well, this is all so funny. It's so silly. I mean, she's talking to me about drinking tea. I've like, never heard of them drinking tea up in heaven. So I don't know. I have to over it. It's just a dream I wake up. So, anyways, I was sat there and next thing I knew was, there was a young fella came in. Oh, I think he was about, looked about 19 or 20, tall, fair, you know, nice looking hood. And I thought, well, I don't know who to meet. So he came in and he came up to me and he put his arm around me and he said, well, dead. Of course, that was the last straw. I said, dead? We mean dead. Oh, you've got no sons. You never had no sons. And my wife says to me, she says, you know, we did. She said, you know, he died in infancy. This is Paul. I said, what? Paul. She says, don't you remember that little boy that we had that died very soon after, a few days after? I said, I have a neck thing. I said, in any case, look at him. He's tall and grown up. She says, yes, he's grown up over here.
I said, never mind, if you will, you can sit down and look after it and worry, you know, that's what the talk is giving me. Well, they said, daylight is dark, you know, I should just wake up and draw a crazy dream. Send the Jesus for me. He says, tell me she just go outside. So I thought, well, yeah, I'll look outside. So we went out. There was a nice little garden. In this garden, some man is having to realize it. So in this, I always wanted a nice garden. And when we were early married, we did have this nice little place. We were lucky, my parents had a little bit of money, not a lot, but they did provide us with a nice energy. There was this nice garden, and I remember my early years, I used to work a lot in that garden. There it was, all beautifully laid out, beautiful flowers, all marvellous, and the perfume. And we said, well, this is here. There's a little wooden seat. Now, the funny thing is, I remember that seat because we had that same self-same seat in our garden in August, but we sat down there. And the birds were coming and whistling. And then I saw a dog. Whose dog was that? And it really was that I saw. Really, I thought, well, I don't know. That's old Timmy. Our Timmy. So, what's this? You know, old Timmy. As I do, and the dog came up to me and wagged his tail and put his paw up on my lap. And I said, oh, I don't know, this is all too good to be true. And I started thinking back and thinking, and I was so content and so happy and so relaxed, you know, but I thought, oh, I don't deserve all this. Because I'd led a bit of a life, you know, three hours of the wife came over, I went to pieces of me, I didn't care very much. I spent this part of his dog in the pub, you know, on the old sun. But I first did, I was thinking to myself, I don't deserve all this if what they say is true. And I thought, well, it must be true again. Some part of me would say it was true, some part would say it's a dream and I should wake up out of it. And I said, don't you remember your accident, Dad? I said, accident? What accident? He said, don't you remember falling off the tree? You were up in that tree, those branches had to come off and you fell. I just fell off a tree. Don't you remember telling about it? He says, well, that's what happened to you, Dad. Don't you remember? And then you were taken to hospital with a concussion. And then you came to, you probably best don't remember, but you came to, but it was a great shock to the whole system. And of course, our poor Dad, you know, you were getting on for 75, 76, weren't you? I just wasn't, I couldn't think. The funny thing was, I couldn't think clear at all about the past. Here and there bits would come up and I thought, I don't know. So my son says to me, Dad, I think the best thing for you, when you feel like a kid, is for you to go back with you to Earth just for a little while, only for perhaps what you might say an hour if you might speak in time, just to see for yourself, you see. So I says, go back. He says, yes. So I says, well, how'd you do that? And he was saying, he says, well, just be quiet, just close your eyes, and just relax, don't concentrate on nothing, but just be quiet and peaceful, and leave it to us. So I thought, well, I do that, and I don't know what happened, but next thing I knew, I was back in my lodgings, because after my wife died, I went to pieces, really, got rid of the ash, you know, and I just took deep shit. Anyway, and then I saw in front of the house, the hearse. The hearse who's died here. And my son says, it's you, Dad. I said, don't be sick, I'm here. He says, well, Dad, that's your body they're putting in there. I said, it's my body. So I said, just couldn't take it. He says, come on. He says, he's a nation. Give it up. He says, we'll follow. So I said, Father, I don't want to follow the bloody horses. I don't want to get in the cemeteries. I'm not dead. He says, of course you're not dead. He says, that's just something I want to get in your head. He says, but that's your old body in there. And then I saw the landlady and her son. I was surprised to see him, if that was my body, because he never had much time for me. He didn't even have time off from work. I thought, well, he's doing me a bit of justice, isn't he? So anyway, they went off, you know, one or two other people, and well, they back out of my old protest and stuff. But anyway, to long story short, I thought, well, I don't want to go after that part. I shouldn't be done with it. But he said, come on, let's go in the air. I said, what am I going there for? He said, come on, let's go in the air. I'm reading, they've gone off from the body, I'm reading when I said, when I came out of the room, I had a, on the first floor, up in the front, I was a nice large room, this was a few old pictures, the old place, and then it would keep you in a sense as well. This is your old place, you recognise it, it's just like this place, I recognise it. But he says, no, what you want to do is to get this out of your mind. Because if this, this is the end of that side of things, you must get all the back. Nothing here to hold your attention anymore. Nothing here to draw you back. I said, well, I don't get this at all. I said, because I used to spend quite a bit of my time there. I read quite a lot, I was quite a good reader, a lot of old books, you know, I used to pick up secondhand and all that. And I used to have quite a treat to pop and get, you know, sometimes. I never brought anyone back, I think once. Anyway, that's about it. He must consider you, get busy, you're going to get this all out of your mind, all out of your system, forget all this. Now look at it, if you want to come back here, one bloody back room, you know, one room like this sort of thing, so I don't know, I think that opportunity in this due to me, you know. After mother died, I said, I didn't work too bad for a month. You know, I got a little bit from the house, which meant that I could relax and enjoy myself a bit, you know. So he says, well, get this all out of your mind now, forget it. Finish with it, you see, your body goes to cemetery. I said, well, I don't know, that was my body. So there was nothing that to say, of course, it was your body. I told you you're dead, so I said, you keep telling me that night, you're really lying, I'm dead, I'm dead, I was dead. I said, oh, my life, I am now. I said, myself, said, this law, said, this stuff, but you must get out of your system, this place. And I said, what do you mean, you're looking at the old sun? So my son said, well, what do you want to go to the sun for? So I said, I don't know, just like I have a look. So he said, oh, well, boy, I said, we came down the stairs, walked down the road, funny when you think about it, and the gate, you know, I shut the gate just automatically like that used to, my son said, what do you do that for? So I said, well, I always do it, so it was the right thing to do, shut the gate behind you. And so I said, it wasn't necessary, you could walk through that, you know, you have to sort of, I said, look, you've given me something here, I said, I brought it through gates and doors, and I said, come on, let's go. So we went down the corner, around the corner of the sun. And there, well, of course, this should be. There was two of my old friends, God, yes, it is. And they were sitting down the corner, and they didn't all say, I think they could listen, they talked about me in the past, you know, but poor old sitting, honestly. I said, they talked about me. She said, of course, they talked about you, you're dead. But I said, they're talking, I said, I'm nowhere around. I said, I'm no longer alive. He said, well, so then you're not, you see. I said, but I am, you know I am. You told me I am, and I know I am. Look, I said, look, God's promised it's you, so as I say. He said, yes, but they can't see you. I said, well, why can't they see me? He said, well, they can't see you because you're on a different vibration. So he said, let's go sit down and see if they sense anything. So I said, you need sense anything. So he said, you never know, some people do sense things. Sometimes people are awake or psychic, you see. So we went back down. Something is funny, it's the dark, still does run. And one of them, on base, said, yeah, of course, that's your draft, you know, they make. So I said, oh, look at that. Well, you must be sitting in the car. I don't feel like a drop. She said, well, no, she said, I thought somebody called police. So he says, that's well, just open the sun around here. I said, sure, I don't know. I said, I don't feel like it. And my son was laughing. And I said, well, I feel you laughing at that, you know. He said, it's you, you know, that they feel, he feels. He said, you're the bloody draft. He said, they all feel when they're a draft, you know. They feel it's coming to me. Get a cold breeze or something. And I think it's a draft from the window or underneath the door or something. Quite often it's us. That's as near as I ever get to myself, these people, despite all that religion, all that gap in the church, as far as I ever get to us, if we're a draft to them. So I said, well, it's about a draft, I'm going to do the guards a draft myself. Of course, that started as well, and he started laughing, and he's gone down my cheeks. And we're sitting there, napping away. These other two old cronies of mine, and a few other people coming by, and nobody can climb in those grass. We could have gone to help ourselves and enjoy ourselves and want to do it. Of course, it wasn't meeting with our space. That's another thing that I've realized. You get a sense of things. See, you don't, in a way, sort of, have a question. Just, of course, if you woke up, say, oh, I've got 80 cups of tea. things just go to me, isn't it? But I realize now, and realize later, it's all in myself. It's all in your mind in a kind of way. And the way I learned about love was collapsing there. So I said to my son, I said, well, I'm a sponge kid, you know, and takes me days. If I don't want a glass of beer, I can't let her up, can't any. So my son said, oh, you could have a glass of beer, wouldn't it? But wouldn't be much point. So my son said, don't you see, he said, all this is finished for you. You can go for this bit if you want, but they'll never take any pain from it. You can go to a church, it's in a congregation, the pastor is supposed to know you, it's about these things. He wouldn't see you there. He wouldn't recognize you. He wouldn't turn around and say, oh, to bloody congregation, one of our old members has turned out, would you like to have a word? You know, the point is that people are so eager for these things. They talk about them so long, but they don't really know about it. Because my son was off, and I said, hey, what's happening to you? You talk as if you wasn't sort of be a bit of a passing stone. My son laughed. It was relaxed. He said, you know, I came here to university. I've grown up over here, and I've become a teacher. Oh, I said, that's it. It's a teacher. And I can, you know, put his feet there. So he said, oh, yes, he said, I teach the young people. And I help with, you know, I float as best I can. There's the first come over, the newcomers. He said, I have wonderful work helping all kinds of people. And I love doing it, you see. And he started telling me about his work. It was all very interesting. But all this, in spite of everything that happened, all seemed to me so sort of, I don't know, like a story, you know. I thought, well, everyone says I'm dead. Certainly no one that moved even these two old cronies of mine, they don't even know I'm here. And I did see the earthly bears. It must have been me. See, it couldn't be me because I'm here. Because I hadn't grasped the idea then that the physical body, as you call it, the old body, that may die, but you never die. The real person never dies. God was me, exactly the same. Same outlook, same thoughts, no different whatsoever. Still writes the old thought ideas, things, you know. Oh, it is amazing. Of course, I've changed up since then. I've been here for a bit of years, and I'm very still, I'm not very heavy. That, oh dear, if only people could realize that dying, that it may be for some people, perhaps some bad things, some of the bad things from the point of view of suffering and the pain of the physical body, as you call it, but, still, I mean, well, it takes a bit of a shock at first, but you still realize that, well, you're not dead, you're more alive than ever you are. I wouldn't want to come back and see your side. I used to live, I don't mind. I can't start this. I've been to my own side. That was business of coming back and communicating. Like, oh, well, I learned about you and meeting and all that. And I look like I don't have a go. I could get through. And then I was told that my sort of story like would be of interest because I'm just an ordinary bloke. And, you know, I thought, well, I haven't tried it. So I thought, I'm small enough, I come and just have a good lesson to you, you know.
Okay. What's your brother like on your side there?
Cool, but I mean, what a question. Cool.
You could show us that a bit.
Well, I don't want to do that now, but it's everything that everyone wanted it to be, according to one's own desire, I suppose. It depends on the individual, obviously. It's good to see I have all the things that I necessarily need, like everything that would make me happy. Of course, my idea of happiness may not be someone else's, but I appreciate that. And there are no doubt many different, you know, different types of worlds according to the individual. But mine is a world unlike yours, in many ways like yours. But without all the drawbacks, that one you fear dying. The thing is, you know, that it is when you're on your side, I regret many things I didn't do. Only we could realize then what we learned there. I suppose that's not what we all say, but only we knew about this life. Differently than the usual. Anyway, I must go, mate.
Can we have your name then before you go? See?
My name's Sid Hopkins.
Sid Hopkins?
Yeah.
And what do you do with that, Jason?
Well, actually, my last 25 years of life was spent in Bristol. Well, no, I'm not a Bristolian, and you know that.
Oh.
And actually, I came originally, I came from Blackheath.
Yes.
But that's a long story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but basically, I lived in Bristol and died some 10 years back now. I'm just going
to. Oh, thank you very much for
anything. Ricky.